Oh, I'm not giving just the intro.
我给大家就是等一下我们要交通分享。
Later on, we'll have a time of sharing.
我们有一些规则。
And I am laying down some rules.
我们一个人交通五分钟为原则。
And the principle is that we'll have five minutes per person.
如果你有点超重点的话，我会站起来。
And if you do take over 5 minutes, then I will be standing next to you.
我站起来的话，你大概就是希望能够在一分钟的时候把你的重点能够结束，快快的结束。
And by me standing next to you, it's just a friendly reminder to finish up or wrap up your fellowship.
我们希望有更多的弟兄姐妹把在主里面的得着能够来分享出来。
Because we do desire to hear more brothers and sisters to share with us what they have gained in the Lord.
我们也借着大家一同的分享，一同来建造神的教会。
And also through everyone sharing, the church of the house of God can be built up.
那我们实在是愿意在这样的交通当中让主得到所有的荣耀。
So in such a fellowship, we desire for our Lord to receive all the glory.
那我先开始交通一点。
I'll just begin simply with one point.
我们感谢主在过去夏令会时间给我们很多的信息。
We thank the Lord for all the messages and the fellowship He has given us in the conference.
我们有早上的晨祷。
And in the morning devotions,
我们有三处的经文。
We have three portions of scripture.
我们早上有孙弟兄的信息。
And in the morning, we have our brother Godwin's son sharing with us.
信息之后，我们有交通分组祷告。
And after the fellowship, we had a discussion, small group discussions.
下午有专题。
And in the afternoon, we had workshops.
晚上有 Jerry 弟兄的交通。
In the evening, we have brother Jerry Amen, with his fellowship.
还有各组弟兄姐妹在个别的交通。
And also we have small groups, private fellowships between brothers and sisters.
所以借着这些交通，主跟我们说了很多的话。
So through all these fellowships, we have heard a lot of word from the Lord.
等一下，弟兄姐妹也借着在各个不同聚会的交通，我们把它交通出来。
In a moment, our brothers and sisters will share from all these different aspects of the conference.
主实在在恩典里面常常与我们说话。
And how the Lord has spoken to us in His grace.
在希伯来书第二章告诉我们
In Hebrews chapter 2 it tells us.
第二章第一节告诉我们，我们当耶和华郑重所听见的道，恐怕我们随流失去。
Chapter 2 verse 1 says, For this reason we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it.
我想这句经节大家都很熟悉。
We know we're familiar with this verse already.
这里讲到要越花郑重所听见的道。
It says we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
我们常常听了，我们忘记了。
So often we hear things and we forget.
像这里所说的，恐怕我们随流失去。
Just like what the author says, so that we do not drift away from it.
我们知道一条河流的水都是往下流的。
We know the river runs towards the sea.
你丢什么丢到河里面它就流下去。
Whatever you throw into the river, it will go with the flow.
流了就走了。
And as it gets washed away and it's drifted away.
所以弟兄们提醒我们要靠主站立得住。
Therefore, our brother just reminded us we need to stand firm in the Lord.
就是不要随流而去。
So that we do not drift away.
因为我们自己实在是站不住。
Because by ourselves we cannot stand firm.
我们可以试试看，再强壮的人在河流里面的中央，你是站不住的。
No matter how strong you are, you can try it to stand in the middle of a strong river. You cannot stand firm.
所以弟兄激励我们要依靠那永远的磐石，就是基督。
So as our brother encouraged us, we need to rely and stand on that eternal rock.
那我就想说，我们怎么样来依靠这个永远的磐石
？So how can we stand on this everlasting rock？
我就站在这个磐石的前面。
Do we stand in front of the rock？
那蛮辛苦的。
Then it's difficult。
因为水一直冲。
Because then you will be at the forefront of the flow of the river。
站在磐石的两边呢
？Do you stand on the side of the rock？
一冲就是旁两边。水的力量是越大的。
And as you know, as the river goes around the rock, you have even stronger current.
站后面也不太安全。
Do you stand behind the rock? That's not very safe either.
那我想最后站在磐石的上面。
And at the end, you realize we'll stand on top of the rock.
不过像最近休格兰雨下很大。
And recently, Sugarland has received much rain.
大水一来，你在磐石的上面被淹过怎么办？
What if the flood comes and then the flood runs over the rock?
所以最安全的就是躲在磐石里面。
So the safest is to be hidden within the rock.
我们又要躲在磐石的穴中。
To be hidden in the cleft of the rock.
我们常常住在主的里面。
And let us dwell in the Lord.
让主也住在我们里面。
That He can also dwell within us.
那我们就要郑重所听的道。
So that we can pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
我们长存在心里。
That we can keep it in our heart.
实在是恐怕我们随流失去。
Lest we drift away from it.
因为主实在是知道我们的软弱。
Because the Lord, our Lord knows our weakness.
我们常常是随一波逐流。
So often it's easy for us to drift away.
我们实在是借着主的恩典，让我们能够看主，靠主站立得住。
May we by God's grace stand firm in Him.
能够藏在磐石的穴中。
That we can be hidden in the cleft of the rock.
好，我现在把底下的时间交给弟兄姐妹们。
And we'll open the following time to brothers and sisters.
如果你有预备的话，你可以先举手。
If you have prepared a fellowship and the sharing, you can raise your hand.
那我们交通之前呢，我们实在是愿意弟兄姐妹在主的面前有祷告。
And before your sharing, I do hope everyone prepares your heart.In the Lord through prayers.
我们祷告都是蒙主所悦纳。
That our fellowship and our prayer can be accepted with joy by Him.
不是照着我们自己的意思。
Not according to our own will.
实在是照主的意思。
But that we can hear His will.
我们也鼓励年轻的弟兄姐妹。
We especially encourage younger brothers and sisters.
好，现在如果有交通的话，你可以举个手，我把麦克风拿给你。
Now it's your time. I'll pass the microphone to you.Peace, brothers and sisters.
我想交通一下有关生活的弟兄，他在主的恩典里面，他的负担。
I'll just share what Brother Godwin Song has shared with us, his burden in the Lord.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书三章第八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 8.
圣弟兄他在交通道，你们若靠主站立得稳。我们就活了。
He shared with us, if we can stand firm in the Lord, then we will live.
他的信息非常的清楚。
His message was very clear.
在这一个黑暗邪恶的时代里面。
We're in a dark and crooked generation.
我们需要为主站立得住。
We ought to stand firm in the Lord.
他在这里前面第七节这里讲到，所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中。因着你们的信心就得了安慰。
In the beginning, in verse 7, it says, Brethren, in all our distress and afflictions, we were comforted because through your faith.
圣弟兄在讲到有关这信心。
Brother Godwin Song, shared with us about this faith.
他特别强调在这样的一个世代里头，我们需要为真道站立得住。
He specially emphasized in this generation, in this world,current state that we need to stand firm on the true faith or the truth.
他讲到我们在圣经里头有两个世代。
And he has shared with us in the Bible, it mentioned two generations.
一个世代是在使徒行传的世代。
One era was in the time of the apostles.
一个世代是在启示录的世代。
And the second is at the end in the time of Revelation.
他特别提到当今天我们已经来到使徒行传，这已经过了。我们现在已经来到这样一个启示录里头这一个世代。
He shared with us the time of the apostles already passed, but now we're in the time within the mention of the revelation.
这将是一个非常艰难的世代。
And it is a difficult time.
但是同时也是一个非常荣耀的世代。
At the same time, it's a time full of glory.
所以我们弟兄他对我们的交通第一件事情就是有关迫害。
Our brother shared with us first about persecutions.
在这个世代里头会有许多对基督徒的迫害。
In this generation, we will see much persecution against the Christians.
事实上我们已经看得到今天穆斯林的世界对基督徒的迫害已经达到顶尖。
We have already seen how the Muslim world is persecuting Christians in that part of the world.
而且这个迫害会越来越厉害。
And that persecution is only going to increase.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要为我们每一个弟兄姊妹为主站立得稳。
So it encourages all of us, we need to pray so every brother and sister can stand firm in the Lord.
尤其是在迫害中的弟兄姊妹，我们需要为他们的信心祷告。
Especially pray for those who are in the persecution, that we can pray that their faith can stand firm.
他们能够凭着那信心为主站住。
That by that true faith, they may stand in the Lord.
在这世代里为主做那美好的征战的见证。
Even in this generation, they can bear a beautiful testimony and battle for Him.
有关圣灵兄在讲到有关这真道。
And he talked about this true faith.
讲到哥林多人的问题，最大的问题就是在正道上站立不住。
And he shared that the problem of the Corinthians is that they could not stand firm on the sound doctrines.
在这样一个启示的时代、迫害的时代里头
，In this time of revelation, in the time of persecutions,
仇敌魔鬼当然要攻击我们，最厉害的就是。真道的攻击。
Our enemy, the devil, is trying to destroy our faith.
所以我们今天我们的祷告非常重要，是我们在所有的弟兄姊妹当中，愿我们为主的真道站立得稳。
So the important aspect of our prayer should be that we pray for all saints that they can stand firm in the true faith of the Lord.
你可以看到现在这同性恋的事情。
And We see the matter of homosexuality.
我们看到这 transgender 的问题。
We see the matter of transgender.
魔鬼虽然对神的真道的攻击会一天比一天更厉害。
And the enemy is attacking on the fact of what truth is.
所以我们弟兄姊妹需要为主的真道，像这些事情需要为主的真道站立得住。
So on all aspects, we need to stand firm in what truth is.
感谢主在圣弟兄心中摆下了这个负担。
We thank the Lord for His burden in brother's son's heart.
也感谢主给圣弟兄还有 Jerry Emmon 弟兄他们有一个相同的信息。
We also thank the Lord for preparing a similar message for both brother Son and brother Jerry.
Jerry 弟兄提到这是一个赛跑。
And brother Jerry mentioned that this is a race.
两位弟兄都提到在这征战。赛跑的里面做的不是我们来做，是神自己来做。
And they both mentioned in this race, in this battle, it is not us who wages war, but it is the Lord who does the work Himself.
我们的主他要亲自坚固我们的信心。
And the Lord Himself wants to establish our faith.
成全我们。
So that He can complete us.
加给我们力量。
And He can strengthen us.
愿主祝福我们每一个聚会为主。
May the Lord
刚强的站住
bless all of our fellowships that we can stand firm in Him.
也祝福我们在所有的弟兄姊妹在这世界上，愿主刚强我们的信心。
Bless every brother and sister that we will have a strong faith that stand firm in the Lord.
为主站住
stand for Him.
弟兄姐妹要靠主站立得住，我们来一起来靠主给我们力量。
By God's grace, we'll continue to stand for Him.
弟兄姊妹们，很感谢主今天能有机会和弟兄姊妹分享在夏令会中的一点学习。
Brothers and sisters, I'm really glad that I have this opportunity to share with you what I learned at the conference.
我这学习主要是在对于神的话语的这个学习上的一些神对我所说的话。
What I learned mainly is regarding to the Word of God.
孙弟兄在他的信息中提到说，提到了真道和真理。
Brother Sun mentioned in his message about the true faith and the truth.
他提到说真理就是主耶稣他自己。
He said truth is the Lord Jesus himself.
也是神对我们启示他创世以来的这样一些奥秘。
It is also the mystery that God has revealed to us from the foundation of his creation.
而真道呢是我们能够所经历的这样一些真理。
But the truth is, or the true faith is the truth that we can experience.
所以说神让我们要持守他的真道。
So the Lord tells us we need to hold fast unto the faith.
所以说呢 我们就不能够用人的智慧和能力来服侍我们的主。
And therefore we cannot serve him or understand him by our own wisdom.
在我们读圣经这样一件事情上也是这样的。
It is the same way when it comes to reading the Bible.
我们不能用神把圣经当作一本书来做研究和来这样来读。
We cannot just treat the Bible as a textbook and study it.
实在是要用圣灵 来引导我们读这样的。
We need the Holy Spirit to lead us and to lead us into all truth.
我听到这里，我就觉得说，这个神是在对我说话。
So as I heard this, I really felt the Lord speaking to me.
因为我信主也有多年了。
Because I have been a believer for many years.
也像孙弟兄所说的，我也是在一个非常好的一个基督的学校。
And as our brother mentioned, we are all in a very good school of Christ.
这里不缺乏神的话语。
We are not in lack of the word of God.
每一次聚会都有神的话语。
And every fellowship, every gathering, we have heard the word of God.
而且呢，我在孩童教就是主日学上也有点服侍。
And also as I serve in the Sunday schools.
所以说要做老师的话，对神的话语也要熟悉。
And especially for us being teachers, we need to be familiar with the word of God.
所以我总觉得好像自己也读了很多神的话语。
So often I feel that I have read God's word a lot.
但是呢主知道我心里也知道说这些话语并不在我心里面是成为我的生命。
But the Lord knows and I know, that these words has not become a reality and life in me.
有的时候姊妹看我平时不大查经。
Sometimes my wife sees that I don't go to Bible study very often.
So 她就提醒我说，怎么最近没看你读经？
So my wife will remind me saying, how come I don't see you reading the Bible very often?
我总是说，你看我圣经都读了好几遍了。
Yeah, but I will answer saying, oh, I have read the Bible many times already.
但是我也知道说这些并不是我的生命。
But I know these have not become life to me.
所以主对我所说的话就是我们实在是不能够用我们人的智慧来读这个圣经。
And the Lord is speaking to me saying, I cannot read the Bible with my own wisdom.
我记得我刚信主的时候。
I remember when I first believed in the Lord.
是约翰福音和罗马书是神借的这两本书让我能认识主耶稣。
The Lord really revealed who Christ is to me through the Gospel of John and through the Book of Romans.
但是我信了主之后这么多年却用人的道理来读圣经。
But after I believed in the Lord all these years, I have been just reading the Bible through men's wisdom and men's understanding.
所以神在这里给我一个很大的提醒。
So the Lord is waking me up.
就像加拉太书第三章第三节所说的
As Galatians chapter 3 says
我们不能靠圣灵入门但靠肉身成全
How can we enter by the Holy Spirit yet to be established in our body
另外在听了孙弟兄这样的交通之后在早上的晨更也受弟兄姊妹的很大的提醒
So after hearing the message from Godwin's son, we have been reminded greatly in our morning devotions.
在晨更的时候，有一位姊妹分享到说，她的弟兄虽然平时很忙，但是读圣经也没有很多时间，但总有亮光。
Our sister shared in the morning devotion group saying her husband, even though he's always very busy and he doesn't have a lot of time to read the Bible, but whenever he reads it, he receives much light from it.
所以我就在圣灵催逼下就去找这位弟兄做私下的交通。
So as the Holy Spirit prompted me, I went to seek further fellowship with this brother.
他就告诉我他说
He told me he had a secret.
他说他读神的话语虽然没有很多时间但是他在平时反复琢磨神的话语。
He said even though he doesn't have a lot of time to read the Bible, but the Lord reminds him to meditateover and over on the word that he reads.
所以他在工作的时候在家里面他就反复来琢磨神的话语。
Whether it is at work or it is at home, whatever he reads, he will meditate on it.
然后他在生活中碰到一些挑战的时候他就按照神的话语行。
And whenever he meets some kind of challenge in life, he tries to work it out according to the word of God.
但他说神的话语太圣洁了你做不到。
And he says, the word of God is so holy, we cannot do it.
所以这个时候就是你祷告的时候。
And that is when we come to prayer.
从神那里来求他力量来行神的话语。
And he said we can ask the Lord for strength so that we can work out and live out his word.
这也就是孙弟兄所说的这个要靠圣灵的力量来行神的话语。
That is also what Brother Gawen San reminded us. We need to read God's word and understand it by the Holy Spirit.
因为这位弟兄跟我说，因为这是个秘密，因为说他自己的经历说，如果你这样行的话，你如果这样行五年，就能够和一般基督徒二十年的经历一样。
Our brother shared with me saying this is his secret. He said if he can do this for 5 years, and it will be like a 20-year gain for just a nominal Christian.
我信主也快二十年了。
I've looked at myself. I've been a believer for almost 20 years.
我觉得这次是主怜悯我在他里面这样一些亏欠。
And I thank the Lord that He has had mercy on me for all my lackings in Him.
让我能够知道怎么样来行他的
And now He shows me how I should do, how I should live.
来感谢赞美主。
I praise Him.
大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我想借着刚才弟兄的交通，再有一点交通。
I want to add on to what our brother has already shared.
感谢主给了我两次机会，最近两年两次机会都参加了夏令会。
Thank the Lord for giving me two opportunities in recent years to attend the summer conference.
我想把这两次夏令会的得着有点交通。
I want to share from both experiences.
不是全部的内容。
Now, of course, it's not the whole content that I've received.
只是去如何去读经。
But also in the matter of how to read the Bible.
去年夏令会有一个下午专题讨论。
Last summer conference, there was an afternoon workshop topic.
就是如何去读经。
Which is how to read the Bible.
很高兴我参加了这个下午的这个讨论会。
I was very glad to be able to attend that.
今年没有这个专题讨论会。
That topic wasn't available this year.
但是孙弟兄呢也提到了一下如何读经。
But then our brother Gawen San also mentioned on this matter of reading the Bible.
就像刚才弟兄交通的一样。
Just as our brother has just shared.
如何读经呢还是有一些方法和窍门。
And there are some methods or secrets in reading the Bible.
读经的办法和窍门就是去读。
Which is the shortcut of reading the Bible is to read it.
就是读。
Which is just to read it.
分段，找关键词。
And you can read it in paragraphs. You can read it looking for keywords.
注意上下文。
And you can pay attention to context.
上下文应该是广义的。
And context meaning in the broad term.
新约就是上文，旧约就是上文，新约就是下文。
Context meaning the Old Testament is it's the background story, and the New Testament is the follow-up story. The whole Bible is the context.
不只是去读。
Not only to just read it,
而且要用心去读。
But also to read it with your heart.
不能粗心大意。
And we cannot be careless.
如果不用心去读的话，读神学院也读不懂。
If we do not read it with our heart, even if we go to seminary school, we still wouldn't understand it.
用心去读还不够。
Not only to read it with our heart,
还要有一种渴慕。
But also with a longing and a desire.
我们得了新生命，我们需要成长。
We have received this new life. We need to grow.
圣经的话就是我们的灵粮。
And the word of God is the bread of life.
圣经的话就是我们的灵奶。
It is the spiritual milk.
开始喝奶，以后要吃灵粮。
We begin by drinking the milk, and then we gradually start eating solid food.
是不是带着渴慕，用心去读就够了呢？
And is it enough to only read it with a hunger and a thirst, and to read it with a desire?
还是不够。
And not only that.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
借着孙弟兄今年夏令会的交通。
Our brother Gawen San shared from this conference.
要用神的智慧去读。
We need to read it with God's wisdom.
因为圣经是神用神奥秘的智慧，借着圣灵，通过人的手写出了的一本充满神智慧的书。
Because this Bible is a book that was written in the full wisdom of God through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through the hand of man.
就像刚才弟兄交通的一样，用人的智慧读不懂。
As our brother just shared, if we read it by our own wisdom, we just cannot understand it.
我想举几个例子。
I'll give you a couple examples.
圣经里面有一些看起来是自相矛盾的真理。
There are some truth in the Bible that seems to be on the outset to be self-contradictory.
比如说一个被神得胜的基督徒就是一个得胜的基督徒。
For example, a Christian who is overcome by the Lord is an overcomer.
或者说是神把你打败了，你就得胜了。
Or in a way, saying if you are conquered by the Lord, if you lose to the Lord, then you win.
就像那个雅各与神摔跤，最后神摸了雅各的大腿窝，他瘸了，然后神就说呢，你赢了。
Just like Jacob, when he was wrestling with God, God at the end touched his thigh and he became crippled and he lost to the Lord, yet the Lord says, you win.
神说你与神摔跤 与人摔跤与神摔跤你都赢了。
The Lord says, you have overcome both wrestling with men and with God.
类似的这个真理还有。
And a similar truth, there are many.
比如说一个活着的真正活着的基督徒是一个死去的基督徒。
For example, a true Christian that is alive is one who has died.
是向罪向世界向你自己死去的。
It is a Christian who has died and been crucified to self, to the world, to sin.
一个真正自由的基督徒是主的奴仆，在主内他没有自由。
Or another one, a true freedom in the Lord is one who has become a bond servant of the Lord.
一个真正得着的基督徒是一位主而失去的基督徒。
Or a Christian who has gained everything is one who has lost all to the Lord.
就像这些智慧的话，你根本如果你用人的智慧，你是理解不了。
And these are wisdom of God. If we use our man's understanding, we just cannot understand it.
感谢主，这两次夏令会让我们知道了如何去读经。
We thank the Lord. He has shown us how to read the Bible through these conferences.
就像是以弗所书一章十七节那样讲。
As Ephesians chapter 1 says,
求我们的主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父把赐人智慧启示的灵赏赐给我们，能让我们真正的认识他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us, to you or to us, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the true knowledge of him.
当然我们应该知道神的意志不同我们的意志。
And we should know that his will is higher than ours.
他的道路高于我们的道路。
His way is higher than ours.
隐藏的属于耶和华。
The hidden belongs to the Lord.
显明的属于我们和我们的子孙。
What is revealed is ours and our children.
但是靠着赐人智慧和启示的灵，我们就能更多的去认识神，认识他的奥秘。
But through His Spirit of wisdom and revelation, we can come to know His mysteries.
就像保罗所讲的，我们现在就像看镜子，模模糊糊，知道的有限。
As Paul says, we know as if we're looking into a mirror, not very clear.
但是还是能看到一些东西。
But then we can still see some.
长存的有三。
Only three things abide.
信望爱。
Faith, hope, and love.
我们孙弟兄在夏令会交通的很重要的重点就是讲到了信。
And the emphasis of our brothers sharing this time is on faith.
这个信是包括了全部真理的信。
This faith is the experiential truth, faith of all truth.
这个真理就是主耶稣基督神的话和圣灵。
And that truth is our Lord Jesus Christ, His word and the Holy Spirit.
我们的 Jerry 弟兄也讲了那个但是。
Our brother Jerry also talked about but.
虽然我们现在还认识的不够，对主认识的不够，虽然我们看的还模糊，虽然我们还有我们的理解上的限度。
Even though we do not yet know him well, yet even though we're looking into just the mirror, even though we have our limitations,
但是
but
要注意但是
we need to pay attention to this but
赐人智慧和启示的灵
through by the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
我们就能够更多的认识主。
We can come to know him more.
更多的认识他的奥妙。
We can know more of his mysteries.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦前书三到六节。
The first morning devotion was on First Thessalonians chapter 3.
所以在读的时候，我就把帖撒罗尼迦前书从开始到后面也都再过了一遍。
So I was preparing for the morning devotion. I read First Thessalonians all the way through.
在第三章的一到六节。
In chapter 3, it says.
保罗两次说了，我不能再忍。
In verse 1-6, it says, Paul says twice, I cannot endure it anymore.
他有什么不能再忍呢？
What is it that he cannot endure any longer?
第一，他担心帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹被摇动。
First, that he was afraid, he was anxious that the saints in Thessalonica would be shaken.
第二个，怕他们被诱惑。
Second, that he would be tempted.
第三个，怕他的劳苦归于突然。
Third, that his labor would become vain.
我参加这次夏令会去的时候，状态不是很好。
When I attended the conference, I wasn't in the best condition.
所以我读到这的时候，我想保罗的信心也不是很大嘛，这里看来。
So as I was reading it, I thought, well, maybe Paul didn't have so great a faith after all.
当然后来我看到帖撒罗尼迦前后书是基本是保罗书信的最早的两封书信。
And I was reading it, I realized the Thessalonians are.The first and second Thessalonians are one of the earliest letters Paul has written.
所以我们看到保罗这样的人，他的信心也是被神一点一点这样这样造就起来的。
Paul, even his faith is being built up and confirmed gradually.
然后就到第三章第八节。
And then we come to chapter 3, verse 8.
你们若靠主站立的稳，我们就活了。
For now we really live if you stand firm in the Lord.
主在这里把我们放在一个肢体里面。
The Lord has placed us in the same body.
因着帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄靠主站立的稳，保罗就活了。
Because the saints in Thessalonica can stand firm, then Paul can really live.
所以我们人常常软弱。
We often become weak.
我们软弱的时候，我们就会觉得这个我本人没有改变。
And whenever we become weak, we feel that there has nothing changed. Nothing has changed.
这个事情没有希望。
And there is no hope in this thing.
就像主复活以后，两次向使徒显现以后
，just as after the Lord has risen, he appeared to his disciples twice.
Peter 还是要去打鱼。
And Peter still went back fishing.
他不但自己去打鱼，他带着其他六位使徒一起去打鱼。
Not only he went back fishing, he took all the other disciples to fish again.
这是他在蒙召以前的状态。
And this was his condition before he was called.
这是他最 comfortable 的状态。
And that's most natural and comfortable state.
这是他在 flesh 里面最 comfortable 的状态。
This is his flesh most comfortable to his flesh.
对他而言，一切都已经崩溃了，他就要回到他原来最舒服的那个状态。
At that moment, he felt everything else is in vain, and he should just return to how he was before.
我们自己也是常常这样。
And we're often like that ourselves.
我们失败。
When we fail,
我们就回到自己觉得以前的一个状态。我们不认为我们有什么改变，我们不认为事情有什么转机。
We go right back to where we were before. We do not feel that we have changed at all. We don't feel that there was any hope in us.
但是主在这里让我们看见，我们不是一个人在这里。
But the Lord caused me to see that we're not here alone.
我们自己站立得稳。
If we can stand firm,
服侍我们的弟兄就活了。
Then the brother and sister who serve us, they become truly alive.
我们听到的，我们站立得稳。
If we who hear the word can stand firm,
站在上面讲到的弟兄就活了。
Then the brothers who share the message, they are really they can really live.
我们听到了分享，我们借着分享能够站立的稳。
And as we hear fellowships on Bible study groups, and if we can stand firm through these fellowships,
那些用心来把这些主的看见给我们分享的弟兄姐妹，他们就活了。
And those who have prepared the fellowships through in their heart, in through the Lord, they can really live.
我们做父母的，如果可以在孩子的背圣经、读圣经的这个 schedule 上面。更多的努力，那么主日学的老师们他们就活了。
If we as parents can pay more attention to our children's Bible reading and memory verses, then the Sunday school teachers they will really live.
我们做弟兄的如果站立得稳，那么在背后为你祷告的你的妻子她就活了。
If as brothers we can stand firm, then your wives and the sisters who are praying for us, behind the scene they will really live.
我们不是一个人，主说了，
神为我们预备了更美好的事，若不能与我们同德，就不能完全。
We are not by ourselves. The Lord says He has prepared a better thing for us. If we cannot receive it together, then it is not perfect.
我们每一个人都在神的旨意里面。
We're all in the will of God.
他一定要带我们才能够得以完全。
And He will lead all of us, and then things can be perfected.
我们不能轻看这个应许。
And we cannot look lightly upon this promise.
同样的，弟兄，神把我们弟兄姐妹摆在我们周围，有些人要来服侍我们，有些人需要被我们服侍。
In the same way, we have been placed within among brothers and sisters. Some are here to serve us. Some are here that we need to serve them.
我们如果站立得稳，他们就活了。
And if we can stand firm, then they will truly live.
身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
一主一信一洗一神。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
所以这次就是。感谢主，可以靠着夏令会一点一点的把我从一个低落的情绪里带出来。
And I praise the Lord that through the conference He really brought me out of a valley.
我就分享一下那个 Jerry 弟兄，他礼拜四的晚上，他就讲到两个领域。
Brother Jerry on Thursday evening he shared about two realms.
他就讲到一个是暂时的领域。
One is a temporary realm.
一个是永恒的领域。
The other is an eternal realm.
暂时的领域呢，就是一个不完全的，正在往完全走的一个变动的过程。
This temporal realm is one that is not yet perfect, but is being perfected.
那个完全的领域呢，就是就是一切都已经成全了，是完美的。
And that perfected, the perfect realm is one that has everything has been completed and it's already perfect.
完全的领域呢，就是神的领域。
And that eternal realm is the realm of God.
那个暂时的领域呢，是这个世界上的人哈，就是所在的这么一个领域。
And the temporal realm is we as people of the earth, that's where we're living right now.
他说这两个领域呢都同时的存在在我们基督徒的里面。
He says these two realms appear or exist in us as Christians simultaneously.
然后呢他又讲的那个就好像一条线上哈，那个三部分，就是一个呢是永恒的事实，一个是信心，一个是经历。
He shared as if on the timeline there is the eternal truth, and then there is faith, and then there is experience.
因为他说的神的话呢，就是那个是已经成就的事实，就是说我们是圣洁的，没有瑕疵的，在基督的里面是完全的。
He said the word of God is the eternal truth that's already accomplished. For example, the Lord promised that we are perfected in the Lord Jesus, and we're holy without blemish.
当我们面对这个事实的时候呢，用我们的信心面对这个事实，我们的经历就能跟过来。
And when we can face the truth through our faith, then we will experience it.
当然他后来又讲到就是很现实的，就是那个但是的用法。
And of course he shared about the reality of this but.
但是呢我就觉得还不太清楚。
But to me, it wasn't very clear.
我不知道当我在这个软弱的现实的里面之后呢，我如何进到这个永恒的这个属神的完全的领域。
I still do not know how for me being in this weak temporal realm, how can I enter into that perfected eternal realm?
那我就回去就祷告。
So I went back and prayed.
我觉得神就给了我很好的一个启示。
And I felt the Lord has given me a really good revelation.
那个意思基本上是这样子的。他说，你当你看见你的软弱的时候，你不是要改变你的软弱。
And simply put, he was showing me when I see my own weakness.We are not to change the weakness.
比如说，你要觉得你应该好好读经。
For example, we feel that we need to try harder to read the Bible.
好好服侍,
or to be more diligent
好好
in service. Or to love.
他说这些是人的工作，他永远无法能把人从一个属地的领域带到属天的领域。
And he says these are just mere works of men, and it's impossible for us to be transferred from the temporal realm into an eternal realm.
就像人手不能建造通天塔一样。
Just like by man's hand, we cannot build the Tower of Babel that reach heaven.
他说你乃是要用信心。
But we work it out through faith.
也就是说要在那一刻转向神。
It's meaning at the moment you see our weakness, we turn to God.
你的心你的意念要转向神。
We turn our heart and our thoughts to God.
你不是在明处做，你是在暗处做。
We're not doing this in the open, but this is a secret work.
你要用信心来支取这永恒的事实。
By faith, we can partake in that eternal truth.
求神的拯救。
We pray for God's of deliverance.
只有神，只有圣灵能够把你从属地的领域带到属天的领域。
Only the Holy Spirit's work can transfer us from the realm of the temporary into the eternal realm.
当你在属天的领域，你做这些事情就是很自然的了。
And when we can enter into the heavenly realm, then all these become very natural.
你在属地的领域靠自己的意志来做，你面对的就是不断的失败。
And if we try harder and harder according to our own strength on the temporal realm, then we can only face failures.
那我就想到好像有一年的夏令会孙弟兄讲到说是基督徒是想出来的。
And I remember Brother Gawan San shared in one of the previous conferences, he says Christians are imaginary.
不是做出来的。
And it's not something that is not achieved by doing.
我觉得就很有亮光，而且很实际。感谢主。
And I suddenly remembered it, and it really became light to me, and I thought it was very real.
谢谢。
请原谅我站起来跟大家讲，因为我觉得我的分享更多是一个见证。
To forgive me for standing, I felt that this is a testimony I'd like to bear.
不是，所以想跟大家有一些交流。
It's not that I want to share something with you.
就是我是一个多月前来到这个教会，然后所以这是第一次参加夏令会。
I came to fellowship about a month ago, and so this is my first time attending the conference.
我觉得这是一个非常改变我生命的一次经历。
I felt this is an experience that really changed my life.
主要跟大家分享一下我在两点，第一点是在下午的 workshop 参加的个人灵修和与神同行这个。
I just want to share two points. One is what I received from the afternoon workshop. I went to the topic that is spiritual walking with God.
在那个专题里面有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们就做见证，然后分享很多很多年以来跟神的一个同行的这样一个关系，亲密关系。
In that workshop, many brothers and sisters shared and fellowshiped on how through many years how they have worked with God and how they had a personal relationship with Him.
就非常激励我，非常鼓励我，因为我也很渴慕可以常常就是很长久的跟神保持这样一种很亲密的关系。
And it really encouraged me because I truly desire to have that lasting relationship with the Lord.
所以我当时我就问了一个问题，然后我就问如何可以跟神保持这样一个持久的亲密关系，而不是有的时候好，有的时候不好。
So I asked a question at the workshop, saying, "How can you have this abiding and lasting relationship with Him, and not one that is ebbing and flowing?"
当时翁弟兄的一个解答让我就是觉得很有亮光。
And one brother, his answer really shed some light.
是很好的提醒。他说，如果我们在平日的时候不能活在一个常常顺服圣灵的一个感动当中，就很有可能会跟神的一个关系疏远了。
He said, in our daily living, if we cannot live in full submission to the Holy Spirit, then very easily we can be brought to be taken away from this nearness to God.
所以就是要常常省察自己，是不是常常就是在大事小事上都顺服圣灵的感动。
So we need to often examine ourselves whether in great things or small things that we're following the leading of the Spirit.
然后就回来夏令会之后，然后就第二天早上起来的时候。
So then I returned from the conference, and the next morning as I woke up.
我发现今天就是我可以看手表，好像不是我的闹钟把我弄醒的，而是就突然就醒来了。
And I looked at the clock, and I realized I wasn't woken up by the alarm clock. I just woke up naturally.
如果一般来说，我可能会继续睡回去。
Normally, I would just go straight back to bed.
但是那天我在想说，这个是不是圣灵的感动呢
？And so that morning, I thought maybe this is the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
所以那天我就早早起来了，也是六点多钟的时候。
So then it was about 6 o'clock, and I woke up naturally.
然后那一天呢，我就有很多的时间在上班之前跟神来亲近祷告。
And then that day, I had much time before I had to go to work to pray and draw near to the Lord.
以前可能只有十五分钟，而且有的时候可能因为时间赶，然后就心情就很紧张。
Before normally I would only have about 15 minutes to read the Bible, and because I was always in a rush and my heart is always anxious.
但那一天就觉得真的可以安静在神的面前，然后想祷告多久就多久，因为还有很充裕的时间。
That morning I felt that I had a lot of time, and so I was at great peace, and I felt that I can pray as long as I want to.
然后结果这一个星期真的都是不用闹钟就起来跟神祷告。
And so this whole week, the Lord has woken me up naturally every day, so that I didn't even need my alarm clock.
真的非常享受跟主的，然后每一天都觉得，就是有主同行去上班呢。
And I truly enjoyed His presence daily, and I felt that every day as I go to work, He's going with me.
然后还有一点，但我不分享，就是，我从这个小小的事情，可能就是早起那么一点点，或者是说你是先灵修，还是先吃早饭这件事情。
And this might be a very small matter, whether we wake up early, whether we eat breakfast first, or do we read the Bible first.
这些其实是看起来是很小的事情，但是对我来说，这是一个我是先。把主放在前面，还是把我自己的一个需要放在前面的问题。
It might be a very small matter, but to me, this is a matter of whether I put God first or do I put myself first.
然后我就想到说，主在路加福音十六章的一个教导。
And I remember what the Lord has taught in Luke chapter 16.
第十节他说，在最小的事上，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
And he says, "Who is faithful in very little things is faithful in much."
倘若你在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还能把那真实的钱财托付你们呢
？And who is who he and he who is unrighteous in very little things is also unrighteous in much.
所以我觉得这是就是这各样的小事对我们里面的顺服和对主的忠心都是一个很好的操练。
So I feel that all these are very good discipline in the Lord, even in small matters.
等到真的大的患难来临的时候，或者真的有神要使用我们去得着那真实的钱财，比如说神要使用我们去得着灵魂，这样的大事的时候，我们才能站立得住。
So then I feel when we are trained and disciplined in these small matters, when the Lord wants to use us in greater matters, in, for example, gaining people's soul, then we can stand firm.
还有简单分享第二点。
And I'll just be simple, be quick with the second point.
就很快很快，就是
Very quickly.
就是孙弟兄他在主日的最后一堂讲道的时候讲到的最后一点。
Our brother Sun shared on the last message on Sunday morning with his last point.
就是他说他祷告有更多能够成为神奥秘出口的弟兄姐妹可以兴起。
He says he's praying for more brothers and sisters who can be those who can speak for the mystery of God.
我想在座去了参加了弟兄夏令会或者在你个人灵修当中的弟兄姐妹有很多神在我们每个人身上一个奥秘的一个开启。
And I feel that all of us brothers and sisters, whether going to the conference for having spiritual devotions to the Lord, we have received much revelation from Him personally.
但是我们能不能成为神奥秘的出口呢
？But can we be those who speak for His mystery?
我记得当时我听了这个祷告，我就觉得非常感动，我就跟神说，神，我愿意成为你 奥秘的出口。
And I remember when I heard his word, I was so touched. I was praying to the Lord right then, saying, I'm willing to be a mouthpiece.
因为没有听的，就是没有传道的，怎么会有听到的、信道的呢？
Because the Lord says, if no one preached the word, who can hear it and believe?
所以很奇妙的，接下来这一个礼拜，神也就是给了我很多的机会，让我来为主做见证。我觉得这是一件实在是一件非常美的事情。
So amazingly, the Lord in the following week gave me many opportunities to bear testimony for Him.
所以我也在这里鼓励弟兄姐妹们，我们都起来，都兴起来，来回应孙弟兄的那个祷告，就是成为神奥秘的一个出口。
So we want to encourage all brothers and sisters that we can all rise up and be willing to be a mouthpiece for His mystery.
感谢主，谢谢大家。
Thank the Lord.
Well, I'd like to start by thanking the sister for having the courage to stand, because I also thought that I also thought that it would be good if I stand to share my remarks, but I wasn't sure that I would have the courage to stand like she did. And then it occurred to me that this is precisely how the Lord uses us.To encourage one another.
我想这也是主在要我们在主里面互相鼓励。
I would like to share two highlights from the conference.
我想来交通我在这个夏令会里面得到的两点。
One of them is not entirely positive, but I believe spiritually instructive, and the other, of course, is a blessing.
第一个是也许不是那么正面，但是这是我在夏令会里面所得着的。那第二个是一个神的祝福。
In the workshop, I went to the workshop that talked about how to spread the gospel.
我去参加一个传福音的专题分组。
And I was very blessed by the point that came out, the point coming out that the church, as a body of believers, can train.And encourage us as individuals to spread the gospel.
So, 我想我们所交通的是说，我们作为一个信徒的一个团体，我们怎么样来得到一个训练，可以去预备整齐去传福音。
So that just as in the early church, the gospel went forth on two fronts: the body of believers taking the gospel to lost people, and individuals encouraged by the church also taking the gospel to lost people.
就像早期的教会那些，有些弟兄是传那些已经信神的，有些弟兄是传福音给那些不信的。
So when that point came out, I was encouraged, but I'm afraid I was not encouraged. I was rather disappointed because the whole planning was to me reminiscent of aMarketing project. There was very little sense that people are dying and going to an eternal hell, and it is our commission to love them and remind them with great urgency.
那个时候我其实心里面有一些失望，因为好像我们是去这传福音给这些人，他们要去那个地狱。
The other.Thing that was a real blessing to me was during the morning session.
另外一个是我们早晨的晨更。
I didn't pay attention to the note outside the door that instructed me, you know, where to go for the morning instruction for the morning devotion.
我刚开始没有注意到我的房门上有说我的晨更的分组去哪里。
So I aimlessly wandered to the sixth floor, whereupon the group there.Noticed how lost I was, and they happily welcomed me.
然后我就到了那个六楼，那些那里的弟兄姊妹知道我大概去错了一个组，但是他们还是很欢迎我。
And as you know, the scripture for the first morning was taken from 1 Thessalonians, and the phrase that blessed me we discussed in 1 Thessalonians verse the last part of verse 6.
我们第一天晨更是在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》三章六节。
and that you long to see us just as we long to see you.
又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。
It is fair to say, you know, from that phrase alone, that these folks loved each other and they were happy to see each other.
我们可以看见这里的弟兄姊妹，他们相爱，他们很高兴能够见到对方。
Yeah. And that immediately reminded me of one of my best phrases in Mandarin.
然后我就想到，这是我所得到的一个最好的一个经节。
I'm going to try it for you right now.
我想，我这边要试一下。
很高兴见到你。
He just speak it in Chinese.
And that really expressed my sincere heart's desire. Every time I come to God's house.
每一次我来到神的家里，这是我心里面从心里面涌出来的一句话。
And as it happened, it is this brother who helped me to learn that phrase. 很高兴见到你。
这位弟兄来帮助我讲那个中文。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
我想交通一下这个。我有一点学习了，就是孙弟兄在讲到的时候讲到神和撒旦的征战在天上他已经得胜了，现在魔鬼是和我们基督徒在作战。
I just want to share one thing that I learned of Brother Godwin's son shared that God is waging war or the devil is waging war against God in heaven but the Lord has already overcome and now he'sThe devil is cast onto the earth and he's waging battle against us Christians.
然后如果我们失败了呢，那神也失败了。
And we as representatives of God, if we fail, then it's almost as if God lost the battle on the earth.
那我就不是很明白。
And so I didn't quite understand that.
然后当然弟兄也说到为主站立得稳。
And of course he also said that we need to stand firm for the Lord.
然后站立得稳呢有弟兄把他的重点放在主的话语和对主永远旨意精准的认识上。
And he emphasized on the word of God and also emphasized on understanding the accuracy of his will.
那我想这两件事怎么我对主的话语多学了对永远的旨意有精准的认识就站立得稳呢
And so to me I was asking myself how can I stand firm even if I read the Bible and even if I understand his will accurately
感谢主啊那这个在星期五晚上正好是轮到我教三年级小孩
And so thank the Lord on Friday night it was my turn to teach the third grades
主题呢是约伯记
And the topics was on the book of Job
就在给小孩子上课的时候在给他们慢慢分析这个约伯记的时候好像突然神就解答了我刚才的问题
And I was teaching them I was talking to them about the book of Job and suddenly the Lord as if he revealed to me my questions
因为这里你看啊，他这个约伯记的第一章
，and Job chapter one，
第七节开始
，from verse seven it says，
耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人向他完全正直敬畏神。”远离恶事撒旦回答耶和华说约伯敬畏神岂是无故呢你岂不是四面围上篱笆维护他和他的家并一切所有的吗他所做的都蒙福蒙你赐福他的家产也在地上增多你且毁坏手毁他一切所有的他必当面弃掉你耶和华对撒旦说凡他所有的都在你手中只是不可伸手加害于他 于是撒旦从耶和华前面退去。
From verse 7 says, The Lord said to Satan, From where do you come from? Satan answered the Lord, saying, From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it. The Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? And there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning from evil. Then Satan answered the Lord, Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hand, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, he will surely curse you to your face. Then the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not put forth your hand on him. So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord.
接下来撒旦就在约伯身上有作为。
So following, we see how Satan worked in the life of Job.
所以这里我们看到约伯他虽然不知道。
So even though here Job did not know what was happening.
其实他在这里为耶和华征战。
But here he's actually in the battle for the Lord.
那然后我们再看约伯是怎么样为主站立得稳的。
And we see how Job was able to stand firm for the Lord.
这个约伯记第一章二十节到二十二节。
And verse 28 and 22, in chapter 1, Job says,
约伯便起来撕裂外袍剃了头伏在地上下拜说我次生出于母胎也必次生归回赏赐的是耶和华收取的也是耶和华耶和华的名是应当称颂的在这一切的事上约伯并不犯罪也不以神为渔网或者也不枉凭神
Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God.
所以我们这里可以看到约伯能够站立得稳是因为他对神的信心和对神
So here we see Job was able to stand firm for the Lord because of his faith in God and also that he did not dare to blame God or sin against him.
然后下午的那个分组聚会我也分在个人灵修和与神同行。
So in the afternoon workshop, I was also in that same workshop as a personal spiritual walk with the Lord.
所以个人灵修就像这两件事就一棵树个人灵修就是那个树根
And this is as if it's a tree The personal spiritual life is that root of the tree
然后与神同行就是长在地上的那个树
And walking with God is the tree that's living on the earth
yeah, 所以感谢主我的时间也没有了然后呢但是刚才胡兴弟兄吕斌弟兄还有那位姊妹都已经跟大家讲了。
And I thank the Lord, even though I'm running out of time, but our brother, two brothers and sisters shared earlier.
已经解释了。
And they already explained this to you.
感谢。
So we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹好要感谢主今年是我可以说是第十五年参加夏令会
And it's been 15 years since I've been going to conferences
过去的都是好像是没有像今年这样子的有神的同在
But in the past I have not felt so much in God's presence as this time
我可以说这一趟的夏令会是我的经历的夏令会
And this is truly the conference that I have experienced the Lord
其他的话语我相信大家都可以从那个录音带或者是在 MP3 那些都回到
I
那实际一点的在夏令会呢我是这个是经历的
But I trust you can hear all the messages through the recordings but this is my experience
因为在提撒罗尼迦前书里面的三章八节也说
It's, but in Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 8 the Lord says
若靠主站得稳，那我们就活了。
And as our brother also shared, now we really live if you stand firm in the Lord.
过去几年呢，都是在服事上面是去放在很注目自己的服事的范围。
And in the past, I've always just paid attention to my scope of work of service to in the body.
今年我是因为母亲的关系，所以变成我就在后面。
And because of I was taking care of my mother this year, so I was backing out from other services.
那我就可以见证每一个弟兄姊妹的付出。
And I can testify all the other brothers and sisters how they have served in the Lord.
那他们的爱心从开始祷告为了天气关系。
And in their love, from the very beginning, they've been praying for the weather.
我们不能够这样子就把这个事情就认为是理所当然的。
And so many things we take for granted.
每一年我们都为这个夏令会的天气祷告。
And every year we pray for weather at the conference.
是想想看几百人我们在路上有年长的也有年幼的。
And we have a few hundred people on traveling on the road. They are elderly and they are young brothers and sisters.
主都是这样子信实。把我们能够带过来。
The Lord has always been faithful. He has led us through.
感谢我们的主的信实。
And we thank Him for His faithfulness.
也同样的感谢我们的每一个弟兄姊妹，他们所礼拜三之前的祷告。
Also thank brothers and sisters for their prayers on every Wednesday night.
接下来我们就看到我们的每一位弟兄姊妹所付出的，就是今年在这个我所服事的范围里面。
And the Lord also revealed to me how all the brothers and sisters have stepped in and took my responsibilities, things that I normally serve.
每一个弟兄姊妹他们的付出真是超过我所想。
And all their offerings, all their service is beyond what I imagined.
我一个习惯就是早晨在夏令会都是五点多起来，可以在那个球场那边去跑步。
And my habit had always been waking up around 5 o'clock and run around that track.
Yeah, 我是为服事上面的祷告。
And that was my way to pray. Also, have that prayer time before for the service.
哎，这一趟有机会了，可以为每一个弟兄姊妹在跑步的时候来祷告的。
And this time I had a chance to pray for all brothers and sisters.
主甚是很信实。
The Lord truly was faithful.
也感谢我们孙弟兄跟 Jerry 弟兄他所分享的。
And also thank our two brothers and their messages.
他们叫我们在这个幕后的日子里面所遭遇的是要站稳。
They remind us to stand firm in this last generation.
不要看环境。
So that we do not look at our surroundings.
因为在 Jerry 弟兄里面给我们的那个但是。
Brother Jerry shared about this, but.
我们就可以看见，如果把神放在前面跟放在后面的不同。
We see the difference whether we place God first or place God second.
如果我们把神放在but的后面，基本上我们是不需要看环境。
If we place God behind this but, then we do not need to look at our surroundings.
环境是不会带我们去哪里，有可能。
Our circumstances cannot affect us.
或者失去生命。
And whether it leads us into life.
但是我们的把主放在后面的话，我们就能够胜过。
And if we place God behind this, but then we can always overcome.
感谢赞美主，我们的弟兄姊妹在这一点上面，我可以见证爱心与信心都有增长。
And we have seen the testimony of both faith and love that's increasing within brothers and sisters.
也愿意每一个弟兄姊妹在来年我们更多的参与。
In this new coming year, may we all participate more.
把荣耀归给他。
And give glory to him. Our last sharing.
I want to 弟兄姊妹分享一下这次夏令会的一些感受。
I want to share some of my experience at the conference.
感谢主，这次夏令会蛮有主的同在。
I really thank the Lord for His presence with us at the conference.
在回来之后，我也特别的感到夏令会那几天与主同在是何等的喜乐。
And I truly experienced the joy when I was in Lord's presence during the conference.
但同时我们的主是如此的温和谦卑。
And he is also tender and humble.
甚至当他与我们同在的时候，我都没有那么明显的感觉到他的同在。
Even sometimes when his presence is with us, we don't sense it fully.
但当回到自己正常的生活当中，远离了那样从早到晚，与弟兄姊妹与主在主当中同居的这样的状态之后，
But only after I returned to my normal life and I was away from that state where I can be in God's presence and in the saints' presence from morning to evening.
我就突然意识到自己真实的生活与在主里面同居那样的喜乐是有何等的差距。
And I suddenly realized the difference how in my normal life how I was lacking that fullness of joy as I was in the God's presence.
所以我就是这就让我感受到说主真是那一位最甜的。
And it truly proved to me that he is the sweetest of all.
但同样的话也是抛给我自己以及弟兄姊妹同样一个挑战。
At the same time, it gave myself a challenge, and also I believe for all brothers and sisters.
那保罗已经说他看万事为粪土，唯看耶稣基督为至宝。
Paul already said he treats all things as dung, and he sees Christ as most precious.
在我们每一天的生活当中，特别是当我们在自己家里休息的时候。
And so in our daily life, especially when we rest at home.
我们是要延续自己。对我来说，我是要延续自己一贯的习惯，按自己的方法去来放松呢。
For me, do I continue my own habit of how to find my own relaxation?
还是我愿意信靠主，相信他所说的，他真能满足我，我把我的时间全然交给他。
Or do I truly believe in the Lord and have faith in Him that He said He can be all our satisfaction, that we'll be willing to give Him our time?
尽管他是如此的温柔，可能当我把这样时间交给他，甚至我都不能够很直接的感受到那样的满足的时候。
Even he is so gentle that when I give myself to him, sometimes I don't immediately have that feeling of satisfaction.
我是否愿意依然相信他话语的应许
？Do I still have faith that he will supply me in his word？
第二个的话就是，Jerry 弟兄分享到我们要有在永恒的国度和现实的国度当中掌握一个 balance.
And our brother Jerry shared with us in that eternal kingdom and this temporal kingdom, we need to find a balance.
当我们看自己，也许看弟兄姊妹的时候，我们也许会看到很多的不完全。
When we look at ourselves or look at our brothers and sisters, sometimes we see imperfections.
有时候我们自己也因着我们自己一些小小的过犯或大的过犯，我们就远离了神的同在。
And so often, because of our great or small sins in our lives, we depart from His presence.
那这种时候 ，Jerry 弟兄就分享，让我们能够靠着信心来看神那永远的应许。
And our brother Jerry encouraged us that we can, through faith, look at the eternal promise that God has already made.
他也分享到，我们都是活石，要被建造成为灵宫。
He also shared that we're all living stones being built up into a spiritual house.
那我想，石头的话都可能，特别坚固的石头的话，也许长得并不好看。
And I think to myself, these stones, they might not be the prettiest stones.
但正是这样的石头，它们很坚实，要被打造。磨成那一块块方方正正，可以建造成为一个宫殿的石头。
But it was exactly these boulders that might not be pretty, they can be molded and formed into living stones and building materials that can be built up into a spiritual temple.
我们是不是愿意把我们的眼睛就定睛在主看我们所示的那样式上
？So are we willing to see what God sees in us?
他看我们是。圣洁无瑕疵的。
He already sees us as a finished product that is holy without blemish.
所以，我想我们真是要能够借着祷告，把主眼中所成的那样的实际，成为我们真实所相信的。
So through prayers in faith, we can experience that reality what God has already seen us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.Truly thank brothers and sisters for all the sharings. We can only give glory to the God in heaven.
很抱歉，很多弟兄姐妹没有分享完。
And I do apologize, I had to cut short some sharings.
实在是有愿意有更多的时间，那我们常常这样聚在一起来分享主自己的话。
And how we desire to have more time and more opportunities to gather together and fellowship in the Word of God.
到最后用一节经文来与大家劝勉。
I'll just close with exhortation in the Scripture.
这一卷经文也是一个年长弟兄的劝勉。
And also it's a exhortation from my elderly brother.
在约翰一书。
In 1 John.
约翰一书二章二十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 27.
约翰一书二章二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训，住在主里面。
1 John 2:27. As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you.But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and it's true, and it's not a lie, and just as he taught you, you abide in him.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
基督是我们的教师
Christ is our teacher.
就像保罗他说的，他不是从神所从人所领受的，他所领受的乃是神的启示。
Paul says he did not receive from men, but what he received was revelation from God.
愿神将那世人智慧启示的灵赏赐给我们，让我们能够真知道他。
So may the Lord also give all of us that spirit of wisdom and revelation that we may truly know Him.
让我们能够顺从这恩膏的教训。
That we can follow the teaching of the anointing.
过一个得胜的生活。
To live this life of overcoming.
好，我们底下有一点祷告的时间。如果弟兄姐妹有感动的，我们可以祷告。
We'll open the following time for prayers. If you are touched, you can openly pray.Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. Thank you for your presence, that you desire to give us your presence through your words. May you continue to shed your light in our hearts. That these will not just be words, but also these can be truth and experience in our life.
这不是我们自己能做的。
In our heart, we know we cannot do this by ourselves. We can only look up to you, that the Holy Spirit can be among us, can be within us, that He can abide in our lives, that He can lead us, He can arrange and orchestrate all things. We humbly give you all our worship,
and
we want to pour our heart before you.
享受我们众人的敬拜
that you can enjoy the worship from your saints
生活里面
that also in our lives
我们每日的言行
you can delight in our meditations
遮盖我们的不足
may your blood cover all of our lackings
靠耶稣基督的圣名
we thank you in Jesus' holy name we pray
主我们感谢我们赞美你
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主我们感谢你在夏令会当中与我们弟兄姐妹我们的心来说话
Thank you for speaking to all the brothers and sisters and speaking to our hearts.
主你说天地都要会去唯有你的话永远长存
You said heaven and earth may pass away but your word will endure forever.
主也是在这教导我们郑重所听见的道
So Lord, do teach us to pay much closer attention.
让我们不要随流而去
So that we will not drift away from it.
在这世上艰难的日子里面，我们能够为主站立得住。
In this difficult time, we may stand firm for the Lord.
主，因为我们是一般有盼望的人。
Lord, we are a people with hope.
在基督里面，你已经成就了我们。
In Christ, you have already perfected us.
主，我们再次感谢你。
We thank you.
求主真是恩待你的教会。
So may you be gracious to your church.
谢谢你给我们早上这样分享的时间。
Thank you for giving us this time of fellowship this morning.
把感谢赞美都来归给你。
We give all thanksgiving and praises to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.